Hebrews 3, starting in verse 1, this is God's word. Therefore, holy brethren, partakers of a heavenly calling, consider Jesus, the apostle and high priest of our confession. He was faithful to him who appointed him, as Moses also was in all his house. For he has been counted worthy of more glory than Moses, by just so much as the builder of the house has more honor than the house. For every house is built by someone, but the builder of all things is God. Now Moses was faithful in all his house as a servant, for a testimony of those things which were to be spoken later. But Christ was faithful as a son over his house, whose house we are, if we hold fast our confidence and the boast of our hope firm until the end. Therefore, just as the Holy Spirit says, today if you hear his voice, do not harden your hearts as when they provoked me, as in the day of trial in the wilderness, where your fathers tried me by testing me and saw my works for 40 years. Therefore I was angry with this generation and said, they always go astray in their heart, and they did not know my ways. As I swore in my wrath, they shall not enter my rest. Take care, brethren, that there be not in any one of you an evil, unbelieving heart that falls away from the living God, but encourage one another day after day, as long as it's still called today, so that none of you will be hardened by the deceitfulness of sin. For we have become partakers of Christ if we hold fast the beginning of our assurance firm until the end. While it is said, today, if you hear his voice, do not harden your hearts as when they provoked me. For who provoked him when they had heard? Indeed, did not all those who came out of Egypt led by Moses? And with whom was he angry for 40 years? Was it not those who sinned, whose bodies fell in the wilderness? And to whom did he swear that they would not enter his rest, but to those who were disobedient? So we see that they were not able to enter because of unbelief. Now that is the word of the living God. Chapters 1 and 2, we saw Jesus was described in his person as greater than the angels. And now we see that Jesus in his person is greater than Moses. In the beginning it says that Moses he's described there as a servant who was faithful. Jesus is described here as the Son who was faithful. One is a servant, the other Jesus is a son. And how is Jesus greater? You look at verse 5, you see Moses the servant was faithful in his house. Verse 6, but Jesus Christ the Son was faithful over his house. And we, our God's people, are his house. We learned as we've been learning in Ephesians 2. It even says here in verse 3, for he, Jesus, has been counted worthy of more glory than Moses. Moses is faithful in his house, and Jesus is faithful over his house. Jesus is the builder of the house. He's greater than Moses. Also in this chapter, we see the warning, a second warning in Hebrews. Remember last week, we saw the first warning in the book of Hebrews. It's chapter 2, verses 1 through 4. And here's the second warning, verses 7 through 19, 7 through the end of the chapter. Verses 7 through 11 were shown Israel's bad example, their example of unbelief in the Lord when they came, as they crossed the Red Sea and came into the wilderness. There we saw that their unbelief, they questioned God. They wanted to go back to Egypt, remember. And here the author of Hebrews is saying, don't be like Israel. If you want to persevere in this life, if you want to be the persevering Christian, then don't do what Israel did. Don't have an unbelieving, hardened heart. If like Israel, you complain and grumble and provoke the Lord, then He promises you will not enter His rest. The rest for Israel's, we know, you look at verses 7 through 11, there it quotes Psalm 95. The rest in Psalm 95 is the land of Canaan, the one that all Israel looked forward to when they entered the promised land, what we've seen in Joshua. That land of Canaan. But that was not given to that first generation because they grumbled and complained. They didn't enter the rest, just as we see here. Their example before us is that they didn't listen to God. They didn't love God and follow after God. And so they didn't enter the promised land, the land of Canaan. And that points us forward to us. For us, it points us forward to that rest that is to come. In chapter 4, we're going to learn more about it. That eternal rest that awaits us, God's people. But here is your warning. Do not harden your hearts like Israel did. Do not be like Israel. Do not have that unbelieving heart. When you hear His voice, don't harden your hearts. Verses 12 through 19, the author gives some application. He says, basically, be faithful and don't repeat history. Through Israel's example is that being a member of the covenant community, like Israel was, all the sons, all the people of Israel were part of the covenant community, being and growing up in the church, being baptized, coming to worship every week, hearing the gospel, those things don't guarantee salvation. They don't guarantee your election. They don't guarantee that you will enter the rest. You're not saved by perseverance or by what you do. You're saved by faith in Jesus Christ, the gospel. And saving faith, if you have it, saving faith is a persevering faith. Those who have true saving faith will persevere to the end. And he's saying here that if you have a true saving faith, you will not harden your hearts when God speaks. When you hear the word and when you read the word and worship, when we sing the word and pray the word and hear the word read and preach, you won't harden your hearts. Don't repeat history. That's the warning here. Because Jesus is greater than Moses, don't repeat history. Now, we've seen greater things than Moses saw. Because we come after Jesus and His death on the cross. So when you hear the Lord, when you hear Jesus, believe. Believe the promises and you will enter His rest. If you don't listen, if you have that hardened heart, you won't enter His rest, that eternal rest. He says here in verse 7, today if you hear His voice, do not harden your hearts. And then in verse 11, if you harden your hearts, He says, as I swore in my wrath, they shall not enter my rest. That's your warning today. Let's pray. Father, we thank You for the Scriptures which teach us about those who are unfaithful. Now, we can relate to them because we are unfaithful as well. We are sinners. But let us not be apart from You. Let us have faith. Give us faith. If those any here who don't have faith, a saving faith in You, a persevering faith, give it to them by Your mercy. We call upon You because You're the God who sovereignly saves people. And that's why we pray. And that's why we call upon Your name for help. That's why we call upon You that You would not allow us to have an unbelieving heart. Because we are prone to have it. We need You to be working in. We need Your Spirit working in us. We need Your Spirit to be convicting us of your word and the truth of it, and how we don't keep it, and how we need Jesus in every step of our lives. Every breath we take, we need Jesus. We need his righteousness. We need his sacrifice. We need his spirit. Oh, give us not hardened hearts. We pray that you would bring us rest. Rest for our souls and rest for our bodies, where there be no more pain and no more tears and no more struggles with sin. Oh, we long for that day. We pray that you would give us rest from our bodies. Those who struggle, even now, with our bodies. All a consequence of sin entering the world. Of which at some point all of our bodies will die unless Christ returns first. Give us rest from our bodies. We think of those who are sick, like Jesse and Carl and his back, and all sorts of people who are sick, and their bodies, like Bob and Marie and Sharon, who struggle with chronic illnesses and allergies. Some of us struggle with allergies all throughout the year. Lord, heal us by bringing us home and giving us eternal rest. Cause our hearts not to be hardened. Cause us to heed your word. Give us faith. Cause us to believe in the truth of your word. Give us discerning hearts, that we would be able to see what is good and what is not good. That we would not fall into sin. That we would not be tempted or led to evil by our own fleshly hearts. And Father, we do pray for those who have turned away, who have had that unbelieving heart, that you would turn them back. There are many today who have turned away from you, have stopped worshiping you, or coming to worship, gathering together with God's people, who have in anger rebelled against you and your people and the fellowship that we have together. We pray that you would cause their unbelieving heart, give them faith, cause them to repent and believe the gospel, humble them. And humble us, because we are a people who are tempted all day to turn from you. Humble us, for we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.